Welcome to Sacred Stories, the place where you have the potential to change your life forever. It is our intention that the next hour will be a place of inspiration, transformation, love, hope, shift, and healing. Open your heart and your energy to release and receive, and join us in the co-creation of a higher planetary vibration. The time to write your sacred story is now. And now here's your host, Reverend Patricia Brooks.
Good evening. Welcome to Sacred Stories. Well, we're on the back nine, as they say, or second half of our series. You know, I've said before, and I will say it again tonight, what an incredible series. So much wisdom and love shared by our spiritual teachers, real leaders in the spiritual shift that is occurring, brave souls courageously stepping into their spiritual power and abilities and showing up fearlessly for all of you and sharing their abilities and their personal sacred stories. You know, that really takes courage, especially because as high a vibration as we hold on sacred stories, we still exist in a three-dimensional world where there is judgment and envy and fear. And our speakers, as spiritual teachers, have to navigate all of that too. So I honor all of our teachers on our series and all of you listening, because all of you, our Sacred Stories family, are here with us, following your heart and stepping more fully into your own power. And a reminder, if you missed any of our shows so far, they're all available on replay along with the speaker special offers until February 29th to give you every opportunity to find what resonates with you and to find your spiritual path. And speaking of power, wow, this is another incredibly powerful week. Tomorrow we have Kelly Hampton sharing intergalactic star healing. Wednesday, Janice Carlin is back to talk about soul energy types, a definite favorite from last series. And Thursday, a new face to the Telesummit series, Michelle Gilberto, who will take us through a journey into the body. But this time we'll talk about the different body systems and healing them in a spiritual way. And tonight, we have the great pleasure of having Dr. Joy Peterson with us. Dr. Joy is also honoring us as Sacred Stories as her first telesummit, although she is an expert in her field and has been following her spiritual path and doing her part in the spiritual shift for a very long time. So tonight, Dr. Joy will be speaking on a lesser talked about topic on the spiritual shows, the topic of clearing darker energies. Some people don't like to talk about this topic, but Dr. Joy and I feel knowledge is power, and we want all of you to step fearlessly into your spiritual power. So Dr. Joy Peterson is the founder and president of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce of Lakeland, Florida, as well as Express Success, which she formed during her 10-year career in Hollywood. While working on shows such as Cheers, Taxi, Mork and Mindy, and Happy Days, all of our favorites, I'm sure. I'm going to have to talk to her about those shows after the show. Dr. Joy wanted to help people who were struggling succeed quicker and easier, discovering everyone had some sort of block in one area of life or another. And I know Sacred Stories family, you can relate to that. She discovered spiritual healing to remove these blocks. She then became a licensed spiritual healer, certified spiritual health coach, certified law of attraction practitioner, non-denominational ordained minister, doctor of divinity, and began sharing her intuitive and healing gifts with an international clientele over the phone. So you know you're in good hands tonight. Dr. Joy works closely with individuals and businesses to overcome their challenges with money, relationships, career, business, health, and well-being. And she has cleared the cause of the karma of the fallen angels benefiting all humanity. That's quite a statement. We're going to dig into that with Dr. Joy tonight. And Dr. Joy is the author of an incredible book called Wisdom of the Guardian, Treasures from Archangel Michael to Change Your Life, and a contributing author to Big Bold Business Advice on the Subconscious Mind's Effect on Success. So with that, I'd like to say welcome to Dr. Joy Peterson to Sacred Stories.
Thank you.
I'm very, very happy that you're here, and we talked briefly before we came on the air, and this is a show about power. This is a show about removing or dissipating fear, even though we're talking about darker energies. Correct, Dr. Joy?
Yes, absolutely. You want to let go of fear. That's the only thing that's holding people back at this point.
And you said to me that before we came on the air that there's no reason for us to be fearful any longer.
Correct. Literally, the only thing that's standing in our way of ascending and having peace on earth and experiencing heaven on earth is fear.
And fear would be self-created.
At this point, that's a little bit tricky. We have had fear for a very long time. It's almost part of our DNA. And at this point, if we let it go, it no longer has power. What has happened is that the darker energies, the fallen angels, had created a lot of fear in the beginning, and that's perpetuated itself and has undermined humanity. But they're no longer in power, and it's now just the programming that's in place. There are still darker forces that exist, but they're pretty much on their way out.
Well, and I would say in large part to the spiritual teachers and leaders such as yourself and the work that you have been doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of people that have been working on this cause for a long time now.
Yeah, and I don't think that's really fully acknowledged, because unless everybody sees complete bliss, right, all around them, they don't necessarily realize how much work has been done, how much has been cleared, how much the shift is actually already in place.
That's true. Very true.
So let's start, though. So let's give our listeners a little bit more about you and your sacred story, because you have a very fascinating sacred story, and it actually deals with directly with what we're talking about, and then we'll get into the topic a little bit more. Listeners, Dr. Joy will be taking your calls. I see some of you already have your hands up. There's questions in the queue. I promise you we will get to them. In addition to that, right before we came on the air, Dr. Joy received channeled messages for all of you, very special ones from Archangel Michael, Archangel Faith, and God. So we have so much happening. But Dr. Joy, let's start with your sacred story. If you could share that with us, please.
Certainly. In 2004, I started hearing a booming voice in my bedroom, "You're going to find out who you are soon." And it was quite unnerving, and it went on for months. And then Archangel Michael appeared to me, stating that I was him incarnate, and asked me to write his book, which came Wisdom of the Guardian, and then asked me to join him in a healing practice. So I agreed to both. I had been channeling many, many years, doing automatic writing, so writing his book was effortless. I had no idea, however, what was going on or in his mind regarding a healing practice, but because I did carry his soul on the planet, it was really part of my calling, so innately I knew it was my purpose. However, I did not know what that was going to entail. I should have gotten a clue the day a demon appeared on my balcony and Michael just stood there while I got rid of it. And I yelled at Michael saying, "Isn't that your job?" But I didn't know, and I didn't think to ask really what his intentions were over the next few years. But as it turned out, our goal and my mission in life was to help represent him on the planet, to be able to reach the lower dimensions, to be able to eliminate the cause of the darkness and clear the karma of the fallen angels who had been really guilty of wreaking all the havoc on the planet and were who undermined everyone's existence here. But I should elaborate a little bit more. Over the years in doing this work, I've been able to see back to the beginning of time and shown the causal level of circumstances. And what occurred was that while in heaven, Satan was not given an opportunity that God gave to another angel, and he felt inferior, which was his moment of disappointment, which unraveled. Lucifer, a different angel, felt superior. The goal at the time was for the planet to be a place of experimentation, to understand the dynamics of what it was like to be separate from Source. Because at that point, all were one. And the idea of Earth was to open up the possibility to see, okay, what is it like to be separate? There was a lot of discussion as far as how this was going to unfold and for how long. And what ultimately culminated was when this big battle broke out in heaven and Michael threw the fallen angels out of heaven, they came to Earth. And this was the beginning of the challenge, which was Satan felt that if they couldn't know God, then nor could anyone else, and decided to create a barrier. So it wasn't just an experiment of a brief understanding of what it was like to operate on your own versus operate in oneness with divinity. He decided to drive a wedge through that experiment. So as people were separate, they came to Earth, their light came at, was extinguished basically. So they were in the dark, separate from Source, and the idea was to learn how to reconnect with Source and understand the benefit of that. But because Satan had this idea of driving this wedge, he put a curse over humanity that they wouldn't know God. He put several, actually. I'm sure he's got numerous curses, but one was that they wouldn't know God. Another one was if they did find God, and another was if they served God. So everyone in those dynamics were sabotaged in one way or another. And that was really the beginning of the challenges that we experienced on Earth. It wasn't just that we learned it wasn't advantageous to be separate from God, but as we looked outside of ourselves and looked for answers elsewhere, there was also these dark forces that became more powerful and influential, and because people forgot to look within, they gave their power away. So that was really the beginning of all our challenges on Earth.
You know, I appreciate you sharing that because I feel like it really explains so much, and there's quite a bit of ancient teachings in there also. You know, I mean, religious texts from as far back as we can find speaks to that dynamic, that happening. So it's not just random that we've come to Earth. It's not that we've just decided to separate from ourselves to know ourselves better. It almost sounds like we are actually in service even more to Source to come here and go through this process.
At this time, I believe really most people are here in service. But there's a piece I feel compelled to share. One of the things that God said was that the mistake that was made originally was that the fallen angels were thrown out of heaven, but they didn't have to stay out of heaven. If they had repented at any given time, they could have been accepted back. And that's one of the reasons they went wrong.
And so the fallen angels right now, are they still here in the Earth dimension, or have they been cleared? Have they returned to where they are from? Is there still that energy, that dynamic of the fallen angels?
Well, let me elaborate. Satan has been extinguished or transmuted, whatever you want to say. He chose not to return to the light. Lucifer has chosen to return to the light. And then there's everyone else that were followers. And a numerous amount of them have chosen to return to the light. And then there's others who are in resistance. But basically, everyone was given a choice. And everyone had equal opportunity to return to the light. Those that are in resistance are where you're finding the challenges today, but if you don't give them the power, then they don't have the power. And that's where the challenge is today, because people are still giving them power.
So the darker energies that people speak about, darkness, darker energies, there's a lot of terms for it. You refer to them as the fallen angels. To you, that is the original energy, as the fallen angels, which is still in darker energies or darkness even today, just for clarity.
Well, you know, when I was clearing all of this, I was curious. I said, wait a minute. I said, now, Michael was the Prince of Light, and he was created as the protector of God and all of God's creations. And my thought was, well, what was he really defending? You know, and if Satan and Lucifer were at the same time as Michael, why was the purpose of Michael? You know, it just didn't make sense to me. So one of the things that I had discovered as really at the beginning of all of this was there was nothing, and out of nothing became something. And then there was this discussion, well, what has more value, something or nothing? The nothing that it was created from, or the something it became? And that's where this debate came, and that's where the Prince of Darkness really developed from. And it wasn't the debate so much as which is better. It was the idea of judgment and then having to prove your point, and that's where evil came from. So if people accepted what is and they didn't judge it, there really wouldn't be a problem. So when you look at the problems of the world, they came out of either feeling less than, more than, or judging others. If people let go of those three concepts, there wouldn't be a problem. And of course, separation in general from source, because all problems really come out of separation from source.
You know, I appreciate the way that you just explained that. And Sacred Story listeners, if you've been listening to our series, this one or the previous ones, even just this one, you'll hear the different spiritual teachers speak in many, many different ways, but they're all speaking about the illusion of separation. They're all speaking about losing the judgment of self and others. They're all speaking the same things. And Dr. Joy Peterson tonight is talking about the same thing and talking about the origination of this with the fallen angels coming to the earth plane. It's really fascinating, Dr. Joy, you know, how it, you know, it's almost like we all speak different languages, but we're saying the same thing. The spiritual truths are there for everyone.
Right. And it's everyone has their own perspective from where they sit. And that's where, if they could understand and accept that alone, it would alleviate half the problems, because it's about making me right, somebody else wrong, or vice versa. That's where the challenges come. If we can just accept that it is what it is, and life unfolds in many different ways, and we just accept and observe, and then we discern what our preferences are and move according to that versus having to make everyone right or wrong, then we wouldn't have so much challenge.
So let me ask you, so currently a lot of these darker energies have returned to the light. Some of them are still here, but a lot of the work has been done, and you're one of the people that has been helping clear the darker energies. You talked about Holy Week 2013 as being a very important time on this planet. Can you explain that to our listeners, what transpired Holy Week 2013?
Certainly. Well, first of all, let me just backtrack a little bit. At the end of 2012, I was asked to deliver a message to the gentleman who carried the soul of Lucifer from God, asking him to return to the light. And that was right, I guess, at the end of November, beginning of December. And at that time, I thought my work was done. And I came back to New Jersey because doing this work, I've been asked to go various places and do certain things. So I came back to New Jersey at the time thinking I was finished. We're at 2012. This is a pivotal year and all of this. But as we approached Holy Week 2013, I could see a shift in my daily practice where I was serving mostly business owners on a variety of their challenges. And a lot of my clients seem to have been all old souls with some blocks and have a high purpose. So that seemed to be sort of the theme that revealed itself. But in this particular time, I had more people calling me saying, God said, I have to work with you right now. Archangel Michael came to me and said, I have to work with you right now. Or I got meditation. I feel like I'm compelled to work with you right now. And this is what was happening. And it was really wild. So that particular Holy Week was, it started off Monday as with Passover. And that day I ended up clearing martyrdom for someone and the story of Abraham and Isaac and the idea that he was to sacrifice his son. And I realized, first of all, that it was Satan that tempted him to test him to sacrifice his son. It was not God, and Jesus and God have confirmed that that was the case. But I realized if martyrdom hadn't occurred, we wouldn't have been celebrating Passover and Easter. We cleared martyrdom that day. The next day, I can't remember all of what we cleared because I had one client after another, but on Wednesday, Michael had said, have so-and-so book in a half-hour appointment that night, and we're going to clear oppression. So that night, all I did was open a process, and it was like watching the news. There was like a straw being put into the center of the earth. The 12 tribes of Israel were placed around the circumference of the straw. A group of angels made a funnel, and liquid light was poured into the center of the earth to release the darkness. And it came up, of course, through the funnel, so no one would be impacted by it. We closed that process. The next morning, I was given a new tree of life. I was asked to have a couple meet me that Saturday at Century 21 and buy a new watch. When I was in Las Vegas at this event I was mentioning about 2012, my old watch stopped at just before 12 on 12/12/12. So, and I've never been able to get that watch started again. So my clients and I were told to, he and I could buy a watch. We could pick it out before 12. His wife was supposed to get us a table at Whole Foods, and we were supposed to get apple cider and water, and she was supposed to set that up, and he and I were supposed to buy the watches after 12. So that was the instruction that came that Thursday. That afternoon, I had to clear the story of suffering and Adam and Eve, and Eve came through and gave me a message, and then God gave me a message, and then the next day, I had a clear serpent energy, and so now this is Good Friday. That Saturday, I was given a toast. We went to Century 21. We were guided what watches to buy. We went over to Whole Foods. We did a toast with the apple cider and water, which was a process that brought back balance between the masculine and the feminine energies. I toasted to aligned with the divine within your own heart to access all there is. We parted ways. I walked outside. I saw the streams of light come through and heard, today is the first day of heaven on earth. The next day, Michael said, earth has ascended. And the day after that, God said, I now own the world. And the point of that is that it's been run by darkness all of this time, and because people gave their power to darkness, and we have free will on this planet. And God respected the free will. That's why we were operating under all of this oppression, sacrifice, persecution, etc. So that happened to be a very pivotal week in changing the world.
Well, Dr. Joy, can I just interject for a second? Because
yes,
we still have suffering. We still have oppression. We still have so many people living in such great fear. So when you say that those were released or they were cleared, you're speaking more specifically with the energy shifting where the light is greater than the darkness or in control then? I may not be saying this exactly right, but we still have oppression and we still have suffering for sure on this planet.
Well, my work is on the causal level, on the spiritual level, and okay. You have degrees. So it has to start with the spiritual level and then it moves down until you get to the physical. But
okay.
The sooner somebody lets go within themselves, whatever memory they have of sacrifice, oppression, darkness, they will be free. See, over the years in clearing darkness, I've battled darkness for clients over and over again. It could be stuff from past lives. It could be current lives. I've done countless exorcisms. And what would happen is there was an ongoing battle. And if you cleared darkness, it was like the backup infantry would come in and sabotage again. But what happened is slowly but surely, all of the dark forces, all dark leadership is gone. So they don't have like the plan B in place any longer. So it's just the last vestiges of darkness that exist now. But once people realize that they're not being sabotaged like they used to be, it's more old programming that's within them. Once they let go of that old programming, they are set free.
Okay,
it's
so let's
the memories.
Let's just pause there for a second, Sacred Stories family, because that's very, very powerful. Because I checked the queue, and a lot of you have questions in there about fear, about feeling if you're sabotaged. You're asking the fear questions. You're asking the sabotage questions. You're asking what Dr. Joy is referring to as the old programming, the old habits. And she's saying it's just memory programming now, that it does not have to be that way, or there's nothing really hindering you any longer. Right, Dr. Joy? Did I state that?
Correct.
State that well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's really powerful, Sacred Stories family, because you're talking, Dr. Joy Peterson is talking about clearing these at the causal level, which I'm glad you clarified that, because I think that's a really good point, because we see everything at the physical level. And Sacred Stories family, I think that's what a lot of why it's so difficult sometimes, because we are showing up and seeing and feeling and being at the three-dimensional physical level and not at the spiritual level where it's already lighter, already cleared, already different. Similar, Dr. Joy, you know, we've had a lot of speakers on that talk about moving into the five-dimensional energy. Would you equate the five-dimensional energy that people are referring to as moving into this more spiritual level where they've lost the habitual memory programming of fear and sabotage?
The fifth dimension, there's really no fear in the fifth dimension other than some old programming. It's much easier in the fifth dimension. Life is so much more effortless. You see things that are much more brilliant and clear. It's a state that anyone can get to at any time. It's where they're at in their consciousness is what creates the level of location, basically. So the fifth dimension is really heaven on earth. It's heaven on earth is the qualities of heaven, love, joy, peace, balance, and abundance in a third dimension reality of the physical. So when you have the third and fourth dimensions and you're there, there is much more of the old program because the duality is still running rampant there. When you move yourself into the fifth dimension, which you do on your own with the assistance, of course, with a lot of light that's coming through, or I help people, and I know there's others that help people ascend, but it's a personal opportunity that everyone has at any given time. So moving into the fifth dimension, once you're here in the fifth dimension, it's effortless, really, and relatively. It doesn't mean that you don't have work to do or there isn't things that come up and challenges and whatnot, but it's markedly different. And then you also know that, oh, it's just my old stuff. I have to let it go. And within that fifth dimension, there's many, many levels. So even the ascended masters continue to ascend. It's not like there's a place to get to and then you stop. It's always an evolutionary process. And everyone can choose where they choose to reside by letting go of the things that don't serve them, and fear and limitation and sacrifice and self-sabotage do not serve you. It's not for your highest and best good. And when you align with divine within your own heart, you can access all there is. So it's life becomes so much simpler. It's so much sweeter.
So the fear, the sabotage, those energies can simply be released, because as we said, they've already been released at the causal level and we're just holding them in a physical memory right now. So think about that, Sacred Stories family. What a power boost that is. You all have complete and total permission, not that you even ever need permission, but you have it if you feel like you need it. You have complete and total permission now to just let it go, to choose to release the memories, the habits. And you might say, oh, well, that, you know, that's easier said than done. It's like breaking old habits. It truly is like breaking old habits now, Dr. Joy. I mean, at this point, because of all the clearing and the work that has been done.
It's so much easier. I mean, I will say this too. When you work on yourself, like I can work on myself too, it can be much more difficult and challenging, because then you have to get into your own old emotions and stuck energies. And sometimes that's hard, especially if you don't want to feel it, to release it, which is why it's so much easier when, like, I work with clients, because I can access whatever their blocks are and release it for them without them having to engage in all of that emotional memory, which can block someone from releasing it, because when they look at it and it's so painful, they want to avoid it. And people have been taught to cope and manage for so long, they don't even realize they're suppressing their own issues. And sometimes they do it so quickly they didn't even know they had one.
That's a really, really fascinating point, that we have been taught and programmed to cope and manage for forever, right? Instead of going into it and dealing with the root of it and feeling it and releasing it. We're just taught to manage it or cope with it. And it's messy, Sacred Stories family. It's messy and it's painful and it's not easy to release the stuck energies around you, but it's certainly necessary. Dr. Joy, you also spoke of curses and contracts. Can there be things, what are those? Are those things that people bring in of their own volition, or they just haven't cleared them? Can some people truly take energies from lifetime to lifetime?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that I've discovered in this work is that, you can have curses that last you lifetimes, ancestral curses. One of the interesting discoveries I made was that there are contracts that darkness had on mostly people of the light. I mean, they don't need contracts on anyone else because they're basically not stopping their cause. So a lot of light workers have had contracts on them, and those contracts consist of often a dark force that's been tracking them lifetime after lifetime. So I've cleared those contracts, and for many people, and it's shifted their their businesses, their practices. I knew a healer that was quitting. She said, I can't do this any longer. We cleared some of those contracts and things that darkness did to sabotage her, and now she's blossoming, her business is booming. When I cleared my own darkness, the darkness that had sabotaged me, Jesus appeared and showed that his hands, or the wounds on his hands, were finally clearing, because the death of Jesus was caused by darkness, and it's the same darkness that has been undermining me. So once you clear it, it's released from everyone that's had a connection to that story.
And I think that's a really important point, too, because we talk about that also. We talk about when we can show up in our highest and best power, and what we do affects the collective. And you just said the same thing. I mean, we were speaking deep spiritual truths, right? When you can clear yourself, then everyone else attached to that has been released also.
Absolutely, because when I do a clearing on anyone, I'm clearing their ancestors, their descendants benefit, and anyone connected to any story that we're clearing, because I go back lifetimes when I'm clearing people. So, for example, I was working with one client once, and we were dealing with a situation with a bank in Europe, and all of the inheritances and everything that went on at the time. And so it was the bank, it was the owners of the bank, it was the clients of the bank, it was the families connected to the story, and then whomever they ended up reincarnating to become. So I did one clearing where I'm working with a woman on her finances, and a farmer appears and he explains his challenges with acts of God, meaning that the weather was impacting his farming. When we were clearing that, I'm getting clear short sale, and it turns out he had reincarnated from that lifetime, was living in the Midwest this lifetime, and was experiencing a short sale. So even those they reincarnate to become get a clearing at the same time, as well as if they're in heaven, we can clear them also. So, and we're all one ultimately anyway, so it doesn't matter. You clear from yourself, you're ultimately clearing from the all.
So Sacred Story listeners, couple points, and we're going to get to your questions. We have to get to their questions in just a minute, because the switchboard is completely lit up and the queue is full of questions. So we're going to get to them, and Dr. Joy is going to work with as many of you as she can. I just want to mention to everyone that Dr. Joy's special offer, she worked really, really hard on for all of you. This, again, as I said, is her first telesummit, where she's really kind of stepping out of the practice she's been doing and all the work she's been doing on bringing it to Sacred Stories, which I am so incredibly grateful for, because I know how important this is. In her special offer, there's two levels. The first level, there is a group healing session that you would all be a part of and would all be able to benefit from, plus 5 different channel teaching audios from Archangel Faith and from God, with a lot of wisdom and teaching. But in addition to that, Dr. Joy, who doesn't offer private sessions much at all, has offered a private session on a level B, which it would be an incredible opportunity to work directly with someone like Dr. Joy. So I just want to mention that, because again, we can, help is available, especially if you're feeling that, you know, that you are stuck in the old memory programming that Dr. Joy is speaking about. So I want to mention that, and we'll mention that again in a little while. Dr. Joy, you said right before you came on the air, you received a message for the Sacred Story listeners. You received a message from Archangel Michael, Archangel Faith. Please and also tell us who Archangel Faith is, because I don't think a lot of people are as familiar with Faith as they are with Michael, and from God. Can you share those now, and then we'll get right to the listener calls?
Absolutely. I'll explain Faith first. Faith is Michael's other half. They were created together as one soul. Every soul has a masculine and a feminine side. and Faith is his feminine side. Because I carry their soul in the physical, either one of them could operate through me at any given time. However, with the work in clearing darkness, Michael was the one that was really present and operating through my soul, and so he could operate in the lower level. So to understand this a little bit more, Michael's vibration is so high. The planets was so low. As the planet's vibration rose, we were able to connect with the higher octaves, the higher vibrations. And then with me in the physical, then it's easier because there's free will and you have to ask an angel for help, for example. Someone carrying his soul that can communicate and allow him to operate through me, it's easier to be able to help affect change in the physical. So because the problems were here in the physical, we had to clear them in the physical. And like, for example, if I was going to deal with darkness, I would feel almost like I was anesthetized to go through the darkness and be able to clear it. And Michael wouldn't be able to do that from where he was in the higher vibrations. So one, I need to explain this other piece, because as the world keeps shifting, when we got to September of last year, I had to clear with, before the Jewish holidays, the peacekeepers, which was part of the dynamics that we needed to heal to bring them back into alignment. And then the story of Abraham, Sarah, Hagar, Ishmael, and Isaac. We went through major shifts in September, and at the end of September, we had the official end of the world, the old world, and we had a major shift, transition, rapture, ascension that occurred then. And then we had the beginning of the new world. At that time, it was time for Michael to move out of my, basically, it was like getting a divorce, actually. but literally, his energies had to leave my body, and Faith's energies had to come in order for the divine feminine to open up, because the patriarchal society that we've been living under also, which had squelched the divine feminine, also blocked prosperity, because when the masculine energy decided, oh, we're gonna eliminate and squelch the divine feminine, it also blocked receiving, because the feminine side is what receives, and it blocked receiving for both men and women. So as the patriarchal society, the world that was run by darkness is being set behind us, Archangel Faith now has come forward, bringing in the divine feminine, and it's her energies and a lot of other feminine energy that's coming in to bring back now balance to the world. So it's we're going through this transition process where we're bringing in more balance between the masculine and the feminine, but basically she is his other half.
And thank you for explaining that, because I've just recently started to hear about Archangel Faith. I don't think that many people realize that the archangels all have feminine aspects and or masculine aspects to them also. So welcome. Okay.
So you have Mother God, and you're starting to hear more of her also.
That just makes me so happy. So welcome, Mother God, and welcome Archangel Faith to our consciousness. And Sacred Stories family, I hope you all just open your hearts to them fully. And so when we talk about the divine feminine, which many people have been speaking about, it makes such perfect sense that all aspects of all souls have the divine feminine and the divine masculine, including the archangels and including God. Mm-hmm. Thank you for explaining. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for explaining that this evening. So what is Archangel's faith message to us that she wanted you to share with Sacred Stories?
Well, actually, it starts out with Michael. Michael shared a message first. At the beginning of time, things were set in motion for the days before us we now seek. Let go of the preconceived notions as to how something appears. It isn't all what it seems. The time has come for much to be revealed. The coming days of the old regime are numbered. The powers that be are no longer such. They believe they are in power. They act like they are in power, but they are not in power. The only thing keeping them in place are your thoughts and beliefs about them. Once you begin to let go of the facade placed before you, these illusions will fall away, no longer able to hold any power over you. All challenges now are the challenges of the mind, the limiting beliefs and programming created by eons of darkness that created the stigmas to begin with. Let go, and you set yourself free. Hold on to the old thinking and perceptions, and you continue to keep yourself stuck there. Let go and let God has never been more important. As you turn over and allow all to be surrendered to God, magic happens. The changes necessary to evolve the world all fall under His lead, but you must turn it over to Him. Hanging on to the past only continues to empower the darkness that has run this planet to date. It is your choice, always your choice. Let God run it or submit to the powers that were who created the oppression from which you now wish to emerge out of. That was Archangel Michael's message. Hold on.
Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you. That was incredibly empowering and beautiful, Dr. Joy. Thank you for sharing that from him.
You're welcome. Now, Faith, she came through. All are coming together now to be rebalanced and realigned, returning to oneness, wholeness, and they all, you, each and all, are here at this divine appointment to be aligned with the divine, to access all there is. At no other time in history has so much been orchestrated, planned, and prepared for, so that once again you can return to peace and love. All that and more is available to you now. Love yourself. Accept yourself. Be yourself. That is probably the greatest gift you can give yourself as well as the world. Far too long have people been succumbing to the thoughts and ideas of someone else who was limited by their perspective and separate from the source that created you both. When you are aligned with the divine within your own heart, you can, in fact, access all there is and all there is available to you now. You don't have to wait a moment longer than that. The time is now. All there is now. Embrace the now and who you are, and all is well. It is as well as it could ever be.
It's the embracing that we have some difficulty with. You know, I think we all would love to feel that, and it's that being that we're still, that's part of the releasing, that's part of the work that some of us still have to do.
Well, it's the idea that also that we have to wait for something. It's all here and available to us now. It's not that we have to get somewhere. It's we just have to let go of the old and embrace all that is now.
Right. Right. And Sacred Stories family, actually, if you even just want to just take that, if you consider it a giant leap of faith, I mean, why not? I mean, think, what do I have to lose? Let me try it, right? Let me listen to Archangel Michael and Archangel Faith and just do what they have said. And I will, and you can listen to this on replay as much as you want to keep remembering their words so that you can take that leap. And if you start to feel doubt, go back and re-listen to what they've said until you really feel it, until it really becomes a part of you and you draw your courage and strength from their words. Dr. Joy, God also came through for you.
Yes. This is his message. Within me lies many mansions. Where you live is where your consciousness has put you. What has put you where you are is and has always been your choice. You have either chosen to empower yourself or another. By aligning with me, I empower your best self and possibility. But all too often, you have turned away from me, giving your power away to those who have spoken the loudest. You have evidence of that now in your media. All of you who give power to those in the media in which you now see are feeding the darkness that has undermined you all along. It is the media that is perpetuating lies upon lies, increasing fear and enhancing the darkness that has been feeding it all along. If you wish to give up darkness, give up the media until it turns around and demonstrates to you that it is of the light. For how do you know it is of the light? It shares love and possibility and not destruction and mayhem. The thoughts that are perpetuated by what you see in the media is flaring the fear that holds you back from experiencing heaven on earth, which is available to you now. This day, join me in experiencing heaven on earth now. Give up your fear and live in the light.
And you know, that is so incredibly true, because I mean, Sacred Stories family, you're listening tonight to all this beautiful, beautiful, empowering wisdom, and so it empowers you, right? I mean, that's how it works. So as Dr. Joy just channeled from God, I mean, he is saying, stop listening to the negativity, stop listening to the darkness, stop listening to the mayhem. And in our world, that does come through very much through the media. That is so incredibly true. Wow. Yeah. So pay attention to what you're paying attention to, right? And if you don't want to watch television, then just keep listening to Sacred Story replays, because the light is here and you can just become more and more empowered. Dr. Joy, can we go to some questions, because we have so many and I'd like to help as many people this evening as we can. Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to go back and forth between the queue and the live callers. Live callers, please just be conscious of, you know, one question for Dr. Joy, because there's so many of you that, and we want to move through as many as we can. So in the queue, I don't have a name. And Sacred Stories family, if you're going to be writing questions in the queue, you should always put your name and location, even first name, because it helps our spiritual teachers connect with your energy. So just so you know, it's important to do that. But the first question that's been in actually since long before we came on the air says, how do I clear the energy of not feeling worthy? I've been desiring to go to Hawaii for over 30 years and have not yet manifested going. There is a fear around spending money for myself. I'd so love to go with my partner. That is one of our dreams. There is a blockage, not clear what it is. Thank you so, so very much. Now, she wrote that almost 5 hours ago before the call, and you spoke a lot about clearing. But is there something you can specifically help this one caller with, and then obviously that will help everyone, right? Because we all are one.
Her issue is martyrdom. That's one of her blocks. So if she gives up her attachment to martyrdom, that's an opportunity to free that opportunity up.
Interesting. So does she just decide, I want to give up my attachment to martyrdom? What should she do? Does she just say that? She self-talk that? How does someone do that?
Well, I mean, I've been doing that for people for so long, but I know if I was going to do it without having a particular process, I think I would make the choice. I'm not going to martyr myself anymore. I deserve abundance, blessings, to have what I desire. The challenge is always if the subconscious doesn't agree with the conscious choice. And that's where it gets tricky, because if there's old programming that says that's not appropriate. For example, there's many times when I've worked with clients and they feel guilty about something. And God says, I forgave you a long time ago, but until you forgive yourself, we can't really heal it. It's up to the individual, and it's what they're holding on to. So if they're not clear on where it's coming from, at least if they can talk to their subconscious, which is holding that in place, and convey to that subconscious that their inner child, that it no longer serves them, it's no longer necessary, that may help. The problem is when there's been, for example, religious teachings that say, oh, it's this or it's that, you have to do this or you're going against God, or all sorts of different programming that's taught people to limit themselves. Sometimes the attachment is greater to the religious teaching, because even though you can consciously convey now that it's a false belief, because it was so ingrained that if they go against a particular teaching, they really are going against God, it can keep them stuck. But as long as she realizes that it's martyrdom is a piece of that, that it's not appropriate to martyr herself for anything, that's not appropriate for her to deny anything to herself, she can let it go.
And that would be the same for anyone who feels a fear or a block. They can make the conscious choice, speak to their subconscious, just like you said. So whether it is this caller's fear of martyrdom or attachment to martyrdom or any other block. So Sacred Stories family, if you have a question or you're feeling blocked or in any way, what Dr. Joy just explained for the one caller on martyrdom, you can do for yourself also, especially if we don't get your call tonight and or you don't take advantage of working with Dr. Joy personally with this special offer she put together for Sacred Stories, because that is also an option. But you can speak to yourself. I'm going to take a live caller. Please pay attention. So you're ready. And one question, please. So this is Leominster, Massachusetts, B&G Rivers. Are you there? Hello?
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 Hi.
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're on with Dr. Joy Peterson on Sacred Stories.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. This has been such a wonderful call. The information has been inspiring. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was just wondering if maybe Michael had a message for me.
What's your first name? Can you just...
Gloria.
Gloria. Okay. Gloria, I'm going to put you back on mute because there's a lot of feedback, but Dr. Joy will answer your question if that's okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You're welcome.
The message is to be true to yourself.
So Archangel Michael has said to Gloria that she needs to be true to herself.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Gloria, I hope that is meaningful. Is there anything that Michael wants to elaborate on for Gloria? I mean, I'm not pushing. I'm not pushing.
Yeah, no, that's what he got. No, that's what he said.
Okay, so Sacred Stories family, I'm not trying to push Archangel Michael. Let's not get that impression. But okay, so Gloria, your message from Archangel Michael is to be true to yourself. And I feel that that's probably incredibly meaningful to you. Okay, Randy from New York says, my elder care is like wrestling an octopus most days and nights with cording and projections of epic equation. Ouch, help. That's a question in the queue. Do you have anything that can help Randy, Dr. Joy?
I'm getting the situation is temporary. To relax as much as possible, to own your own space, and keep yourself in balance as much as you can. You're still a priority, and it's important to keep you as a priority. That's all I'm getting.
Okay. Okay, Randy. So hopefully that's very, very helpful to you. Okay, I'm going to take a caller from Rock Island, Illinois. There's no name. Rock Island, Illinois. Hello, you're on with Sacred Stories with Dr. Joy Peterson.
Hello, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
I've really enjoyed this information, so thank you. The question that I have is actually I'm trying to sell a business and get a new job, and I'm just wondering if there's some kind of direction that you can give me, maybe what I'm not doing or should be doing.
Okay. Amanda, I'm going to put you on mute also. Dr. Joy, the energy tonight must be incredible because all the speakers are coming on with lots and lots of feedback on the call. So I'd say lots going on tonight. So do you have Amanda, I had to put you back on mute. I hope you understand that. Do you have a message for Amanda, Dr. Joy?
Well, one of the things I really tell people is the most important thing they can do is to let go of all that they're not, because what happens is the fear of not knowing your own truth is what's standing in your way. Rather than me telling you what you should be doing, what you should be doing should come from within. Until it comes from within, it doesn't matter what the direction should be. You have to be divinely guided from your being in the present. So if you drop from your head into your heart and ask from your heart, and then follow your guidance moment by moment, you will be guided to what is purposeful and led to where you need to be. If you have fear, which is often the case with individuals who aren't stepping into their purpose, it's because of a block due to persecution in the past, which is what I'm getting, is standing in your way. Once you let go of any blocks regarding persecution, it'll be easier for you to step into what is purposeful for you. And that goes for most people. They're limited by their fears, and they don't want to know what they're supposed to do because they're afraid that if they do that, they will be persecuted yet again. And that's where the old programming is coming into place. So by letting go of those old fears, you will naturally be drawn to where you need to be when you stay in the moment.
And to let go of the persecution fear or block is the same as letting go of the martyrdom, which we had talked about
mm-hmm.
before, the talking to the subconscious, the making the conscious choice to
right.
to let go of that old programming, knowing it is only old programming at this point, because at the causal level, things have been cleared.
Right. And when people let go of persecution from within, they don't have the same limitations. For example, a lot of people with knee problems, the knee problem represents a fear of moving forward. Every time I clear knee problems, I'm always coming up with past lives of persecution.
Well, okay, I just want to say that there was a question in the queue a couple of nights ago last week that a person wrote in about having problems with her knees and wanting to get help with problems with her knees. So if you're listening tonight, listen to what Dr. Joy just said. I think that might be a very strong message to help you also. Lori from New York says, and this is all in capitals, fear is stronger than my prayers. So again, it's the fear. It's just so powerful in some areas. She says, my husband passed away and I am paralyzed with fears. I pray to be an instrument of divinity, but fear is stronger than my prayers. Can you help me let go? Thank you from my heart.
And that's what's so tricky for everyone is that idea of letting go. When you can surrender your fear in a moment to God, God can take it away. So if you're having a block to letting go and surrendering to God, ask God, can you clear the block to surrendering to you and do it moment by moment versus like looking at the whole thing and clinging to the whole fear, ask moment by moment, I need to surrender my fear in this moment. I need to surrender my block to letting go and surrendering to you in this moment, and ask moment by moment.
Lori, I hope that's helpful. And to everyone, that would be incredibly helpful, right? We don't have to figure everything out, the giant big picture, in the moment, because all we have is the moment. Right. I think that's great advice
right.
for the Stories family, right? One moment at a time. I mean, that's all ancient wisdom in itself.
It's what's holding, you know, the story in the background is the stronghold. So you figure only God can really eliminate that. I mean, in my work, when I'm working with people, it's still to be, we're turning it over to God for the ultimate release.
Right. Right. Oh, doesn't it just make us just feel great, though, to know that we're really not alone, Sacred Stories family? I mean, just tonight, before Dr. Joy came on, Archangel Michael, Archangel Faith, and God showed up to give messages for all of you. I mean, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You are completely and totally loved and supported. And even if you can only hold on to that in the moment, make the choice to hold on to that. And it is a choice. What do they say? You have one thought at a time. You can only have one thought. And so the more that you can keep practicing to make the choice to hold on to the love and support that you have, then you're not making the choice of that moment to be in the fear. And that will help start changing that old memory programming that Dr. Joy has been speaking of. I'm going to take a call from Martha from Massachusetts.
Whoa.
Hello, Martha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Thank you so much. I need help. It's sort of three things. I've been living in a house this last year, and there are other people who live here. It's an inn, and I'm renting a room. There's a man who lives here who's mentally ill. He lives in a room directly above me, and I've had an extreme aversion to him and his energy, and he never bathes, and he's toxic, extremely toxic. And last week, I something told me I saw him leave, and I went upstairs, and I opened the door to his room a crack, and he's got feral cats. And what I saw was so horrifying. It was as if someone had dumped 12 bags of garbage in a small room and made room for a mattress with, you know, like vermin, and I'm sure, you know, there are a lot of flies here. And so I realized that I'm an empath, you know, I'm an ultra sensitive, and I've been trying to recover from a lot of tragedy I've been through in my life, and my adrenals are totally blown, and I've been in this supposedly nice house in the country. And is it possible that this person is sucking my energy, and that I am being drained by his?
I'm going to put you back on mute, Martha, for the clarity of Dr. Joy's answer. That was a pretty incredible question. I think there's so many levels in that, Dr. Joy, for everyone to benefit from. You know, we are in relationship with other people in this dimension.
Well, first of all, you have a past life connection with him, which is part of the dynamic. You can be exposed to anyone else's energy at any time, and this is what's significant, I think, for everyone to understand, that anytime you're exposed to someone else's energy, they can put attachments into you, maybe not even intentional. But, for example, I was even at a conference, and someone had put like a hose in me and was draining my energy, and I didn't even catch it. Sometimes it's hard when you're too close to a situation, which is one of the reasons I cut cords all the time. And it's important for you as well as anyone to always cut cords and make sure you're not attached to anyone so they can drain your energy, or you can even pick up theirs. Because when you have a cord attached to anyone, you can pick up their emotions. And I'll give you an example. In the early days of learning this process that I do, I didn't even realize enough of the dynamics. And I was irritable. I felt like I was lost, alone. I was crying, and I'm not a crier. And I was in my early 20s, and I realized what happened was a neighbor of mine got rid of a mattress. A girl across the hall said she was getting rid of a mattress, and she, do you want it? And I was sleeping on her bed, and she was breaking up with her boyfriend and threw him out of the house and was crying because she was lonely and she was missing him. And first of all, I didn't know you shouldn't take anybody else's mattress at that time. Anyway, I was really young. And when I finally figured it out and I cleared the mattress, I stopped feeling that way. But, of course, it was too late after I was going through this agonizing, having taken on that energy. So it's very easy to take on people's energies, and we don't even realize it. Anytime we're irritable, we start maybe cursing. We don't normally curse, or we're agitated. We have to look, is it our energy or is it someone else's? And then you can always ask for Michael to cut your cords, and also ask for his protection. And you can ask for, I mean, Michael is always there to help anyone for protection. But if you know you're in an environment where you're challenged, you want to make sure your space is clear, and you can ask for divine protection around you, and ask that all cords that are attached to you are severed and cut, and that your energies are protected from him. And I know many healers have a lot of suggestions about prayers and things to do and all of that. And I certainly sometimes get specific protection that I'm guided to give my clients. But you have to remember, divinity lives within all, including the floorboards. So you can ask God to protect you, wrap you in whatever protection is necessary protect you from the individuals that are in your space that are uncomfortable to you. And God will know exactly what is necessary to protect you. So rather than me say, okay, you can put, you know, five layers of this or do that, God will know what you need in any occasion. So you just have to ask God for the specific protection at that time and keep remembering that, again, everything is moment by moment.
And you know what? I thank you for bringing that up also. It is, people don't talk about it a lot, but yes, it is very important. If we take in secondhand things, clothing, mattresses, furniture, and there's nothing wrong with doing that, but, and a lot of people go antiquing. I've never been drawn to antiquing. There are energies that can be attached to objects. And so I'm not saying that you have to buy everything new, but if you take in secondhand, or given things that are not yours, clear them, you know? I mean, I believe that you can, Dr. Joy, tell me if you believe this, but I believe that, I mean, many people use smudge and different things, but I believe that with simply with intention and direction, I just make statements that all has been cleared and anything that is not for my highest and best good is released and returned to the light and not allowed. And, you know, I just make very clear, direct statements. And then I know that it's done because my light is more powerful than anything lesser than my light.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Sacred Stories family, it doesn't have to be complicated. You are that powerful. You are that magnificent. And that is part of when we keep talking about stepping into our power is simply believing the magnificence of yourself. And I can do it. Dr. Joy can do it. And all of you can also do it. Someone has a question I think is really interesting. She says, Molly from Oklahoma says, Joy, I address my prayers to Great One and Great Lady. Does God have a preference to the way he wishes to be called when being addressed? I think that's a fascinating question. Does God have a preference?
No, I think his preference is to be called, period.
And
the other thing is to really remember that this is a limiting belief that my request is not big enough. Well, if you remember that God is within you, God lives through you, what would be too small?
Right. It's getting rid of our small self, as they say. Right.
Right. And you want, if the more you take into consideration doing the right thing moment by moment, then you also eliminate a lot of big problems.
Right. Right.
Nothing accumulates.
A lot of very deep spiritual teaching in that, Sacred Stories family. Carly from California says, I'd just like to say all that Dr. Joy has said so far, I know to be true, and not only from learning, but from a deep sense of knowing. I've never felt more called to remain heart-centered and positive. Is there anything Dr. Joy would sense with me that can assist me in my journey? Thank you sincerely, Carly.
Okay, give me a minute. You're moving into more expressing of your highest purpose, and you need to trust more. There's still some issues about trusting completely.
Mm-hmm.
Just let go of some of those limiting beliefs that all will be well, and it will be well.
Thank you. Carly, I hope that message is very meaningful to you. This is a cell phone from, I think it's Ontario. There's no name. Canada. So I'll just say, hello, are you there? You're on with Sacred Stories and Dr. Joy Peterson. Hello. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to put you back on hold. I'm going to take a call from Sandra from New Jersey. This is from Boonton, New Jersey. Hello, Sandra, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, you're on Sacred Stories with Patricia and Dr. Joy. How are you?
Great. How are you, ladies?
Well, thank you.
I'm awesome. So, Sandra.
Paul.
You have a question?
Well, my question would be, I am feeling extremely physically exhausted. No matter how much I rest, there always seems to be a tiredness about me. Not sure if it's emotional or physical.
I'm getting it. You're experiencing more ascension symptoms, which is not unusual right now. There's a lot of light that's coming in. It's pushing up a lot of people's stuff. So its intention is to help release anything that is of a lower nature, but also the increase in light is also affecting people's whole body chemistry, and a lot are tired now in particular, where they may not have been as tired before. And I'm getting that that's part of what you're really experiencing right now. And it may go on for a while, and just take the rest that you need and accept that that's what's going on, and drink lots and lots of water.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for asking the question, Sandra. And I'm so happy that that question resulted in someone experiencing ascension symptoms, you know? So I think that what happens is when we're feeling something and we're not feeling complete bliss and joy, we think that there's something wrong. But what you just told Sandra was she's on her journey, and it's good. She just, some more self-care, drink lots of water, and maybe, again, stay in the moment, but to trust that it's all good.
Yeah, because even the people that are really particularly grouchy these days and having a lot of things coming up, they, too, are dealing with ascension symptoms, but they may be in more resistance. So if they trust that this is old memory and they can, this is their opportunity to just let it go and remind themselves that it is an old memory, again, they drink lots of water because water helps flush some of the cellular toxin out of the system, and rest when they can, it will make it easier.
That is great advice. So, wow, that's awesome. Diane from Indio says, do I self-sabotage my good, or is there something dark I've taken on in my spiritual journey?
Okay, let me look. There's some issues of unworthiness that you still need to let go of. I'm not getting it. There's anything blatant regarding darkness.
Okay, so she has an attachment to unworthiness. So just like we talked about with the martyrdom or the oppression, that this is completely within Diane's control to make the conscious choice to keep releasing that attachment.
Right.
Good news, Diane. So, okay, wow. Dr. Joy, I just have to say that, I mean, I've interviewed, I can't even, it would, you know, way over 100 people easily, all different types of spiritual teachers and speakers. And I always feel that we're working for the highest and best good. And I always am grateful that we're able to have conversations that people can listen to. But tonight, I don't know, Sacred Stories family, write to me, let me know. But tonight, I feel like we're at a whole other level. I don't know. I just feel an energy of, I feel so empowered by what you're saying and how you're saying it and the explanations that you've given. Because it makes it, you know what I think it is? I think I figured it out. You really completely pull together all of the ancient or and religious scripts and texts and what we've been taught and all of the modern day spirituality. Like it completely and totally blends and makes sense, perfect sense, and we can see it as one. So we're not making a choice between something we may have believed or thought and have to move away from anything. And it doesn't matter which religion, even if yours language is coming more in the Christian base, the stories are permeate them all, right? So we don't have to step away from anything to step into our spiritual power. You truly, I think that's what I'm feeling, and that's what's making me feel so incredibly joyful this evening. It's not one or the other. It's always been both.
Well, I think that's part of the challenge that people have experienced. They've felt so disempowered. And if they take their power back, own that the divinity is within them, and they have as much power as anyone else, and it's equal opportunity, they can step into their power, they can be all of who they're meant to be, and the faster they do that, the more they set themselves and all others free.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I think part of what disempowers us is, well, some of it is human man teachings, you know, or their perspectives. Mm-hmm. But I think part of what disempowers us sometimes is feeling that what we've been believing or thinking or feeling for so long somehow was wrong. And now we have to kind of jump on the spiritual boat. You know what I mean? And I think that that's confusing to some people, and it actually causes resistance in some people. Where tonight I see so very clearly this beautiful melding of all of what has been taught through ancient script, through modern day spiritual wisdom. It's truly all one. And we don't have to make a choice, and we haven't been doing it wrong. We just have to trust our own power and step into that more fully.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The callers, I'm sorry if we couldn't get to all of your calls this evening. I think we answered a lot, though. I'm really grateful that Dr. Joy was able to answer so many and so succinctly and so powerfully, so we got through quite a few of them. Dr. Joy Peterson, is there any final message or words that you'd like to leave with our Sacred Stories family?
I did come out with a new book recently, Clear Your Past and Change Your Future, and it might elaborate on some of the other dynamics that maybe we didn't get into. But it's really all about each and everyone living their own truth. And it's not about adhering to someone else's idea. And when you go within and you ask what is purposeful for you, you will always be guided to what is for your highest and best good and the good of all. And then you don't have to worry about ever making a mistake. You just have to follow your guidance. And it becomes very simple.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with more information in your new book. And Sacred Stories family, I'd like to just, again, remind you that Dr. Joy, it's her first telesummit appearance. She is honoring Sacred Stories with that. And she put together, and I know this because I've been working with Dr. Joy. She put a lot of thought, a lot of energy into putting together a really beautiful package, an offer for all of you. And it starts with a group healing session. And I just want to mention that it will be held on March 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern, but it will also be recorded for replays. And in the group healing, will help to identify and release some of the unconscious and hidden issues that are holding you back. And there will be a clearing, for those of you that are on the call. So you'll have a group healing session. Plus she is sharing, five of her channeled wisdom. One is God on life in the future. It's almost 40 minutes for a channeled message directly from God. God on the future of business. And it shares some encouraging changes to come relating to business, which many people have been talking about. The future of business, God on problems and letting go, which applies to all. He addresses oppression, rules, misguidance, fear of God, punishment, limiting beliefs, and he also shares his love. So that's directly channeled from God. Heaven on Earth, a two-part audio, and this is from God and Archangel Faith. Again, Michael's feminine, the divine feminine, Archangel Michael, and the persecution of the gifted. This channeled audio speaks to the history of the gifted being persecuted due to darkness and how what's held you back from expressing your gifts completely so you can serve humanity as you've meant in this lifetime. All of that is for the group healing session, and the five MP3s is for over 50% off at $97. And then if you wanted to take it a step, the next step, and work directly with Dr. Joy, it's a private one-hour session, and she doesn't do that very often. Telephone or Skype, and then you can have all of the above and 1 hour directly working with Dr. Joy for 57% off or $297. So I wanted to take the time and go through Dr. Joy's special offer because, as you can see, her wisdom is profound. The work she's been doing, not only this evening with all of us, but for a very long time in service to humanity, has been, you know, instrumental. And I think it's a great opportunity to work with her, you know, either through the group healing and the channeled audios or directly with a private session. So I wanted to mention that. So Dr. Joy Peterson, thank you so very much again for joining us this evening on Sacred Stories.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's really been quite the wonderful show and quite the honor. Sacred Stories family, please join us again tomorrow night as we continue our phenomenal week with Kelly Hampton, a much requested speaker on Sacred Stories, and she will share her wisdom on intergalactic star healing and introduce us. She also works with Archangel Michael, and he shared with her a channeled in astronomy and an astrology program called Dominion. So that's going to be a really interesting show, and I hope you can join us. So until then, Sacred Stories family, take very good care and remember to write your sacred story well.
Thank you for listening to Sacred Stories. Join us again each Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern for another opportunity to write your sacred story.